This is Econ 919, your weekly look at how the peninsula works. I'm Sabine Pooks. It makes sense that the Alaska Food Hub has done so well this year. The virtual farmers market uses the same sort of online delivery system that brick-and-mortar stores have adopted during the pandemic. It was COVID-safe before COVID even came into being. In 2020, the Food Hub tripled its sales, and farmers are reaping the benefits.
Our sales to the Food Hub were better than they've ever been, and I was really, really pleased. In fact, they'd have been even better if that doggone moose hadn't gotten in and ate $500 worth of cabbages.
That's Lou Height of Eagle Glade Farm in Nikiski. She and husband Steve Dahl grow a bounty of produce from their small operation off Blueberry Avenue. They have other jobs, too.
It's just the two of us, and neither of us feels really comfortable sitting a whole day at a farmer's market when there is so much other work to do.
With the Food Hub, Height gets orders online. Each week in the summer, customers go to the Food Hub site to click through a list of products from nearly 50 local producers, all in one virtual catalog. Most producers are based on the Kenai Peninsula, but there are also operations in Anchorage, Juneau, Palmer, and Girdwood. The Food Hub consolidates orders into bags, which customers pick up at designated local locations. In Soldotna, that's the Cook Inlet Keeper Community Action Studio. Cook Inlet Keeper started the Food Hub in 2016 with a grant from the USDA. Regional Director Caitlin Vadla says it began as a pilot project to create more points of access for local food.
Majority of the cost of each item goes directly to whoever grew or produced it. And then there's like a small cut that goes to the operation of the Food Hub, which is the software, the computer software that we use to operate it, and the Food Hub manager who coordinates all of the locations. So it's a pretty low overhead for all of the coordination that needs to happen. There's also somebody who drives up from Homer to bring up goods.
Since then, the local food movement on the peninsula has grown, thanks in part to organizations like the Kenai Local Food Connection. More producers have joined the Food Hub over the last several years. Vadla says the hub used to function at a loss.
But now it sort of broke even, and we're hoping that it takes the next step and perhaps turns into its own thing.
There's a similar program in place in Southeast Alaska. Salt and Soil Marketplace is a virtual farmer's market with locations in Haines, Sitka, and Juneau. For Eagle Glade Farm, the system is a significant source of earnings.
The Food Hub gives us half to two-thirds of our yearly sales.
They've been involved in the Food Hub since it started. Dahl was the contact person for the area for the first 2 years. Back then, they'd get information about orders the day before. Now they get them by Monday for Wednesday pickup.
2 or 3 days, and it makes a huge difference. There are some things that you have to wait till the last minute to pick, like lettuce, but other things like cabbages can be picked and cleaned at some leisure.
If you can get to them before the moose do, that is. This year, the Food Hub added 2 holiday order periods, one at Thanksgiving and one at Christmas. Vadla says producers are selling all sorts of festive, farm-fresh fare.
It's definitely full of cookies and goodies and toffee and really fun, like canned salmon and Alaska salts and rubs. And there's also like beautiful baked goods for your Christmas Day celebrations and oysters galore and turkeys. And I mean, there's just go check it out.
The Christmas market opens today at noon and closes Monday through the Alaska Food Hub website. As Height points out, the online format is not just a boon for farmers.
When I point out to people that they can do at least their produce shopping and some of their value-added shopping in their pajamas on Saturday morning or on a night when you're not sleeping well, you can get up and get that task out of the way and you don't have to go battle traffic or schedule anything or carry the kids around in a shopping basket. You've got it's all done. You just go get it.
For more, visit alaskafoodhub.org. And that's it for Econ 919. Tune in every Friday at 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. I'm Sabine Pooks. Have a great weekend.